Let's Talk, our podcast ministry. I do count it a privilege to be able to have time with you. And so thank you so much for setting aside some of your time to be able to spend some time with us. If you have your Bible, go with us to Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And so I was in Mark, and now my devotion jumped to Ecclesiastes. So I'm going to pick it up there. I just enjoyed talking with you about things that I'm getting out of my devotions. So Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And so as I was reading through Ecclesiastes chapter 2, the world has a lot of things to offer, but the world cannot meet the deepest needs. So as I look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, everything is not enough. And so as we go through, a lot of people feel like Solomon is the author of Ecclesiastes. I won't take a bullet for it. It seems to make sense, but I'm not going to argue about it at this point. But the author of Ecclesiastes, if you think it's Solomon or not, but the author is saying, I thought in my heart, come now, and I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good, but that also provided to be meaningless. And so that's verse one of Ecclesiastes chapter two. Laughter, I said, it's foolish, and what does it pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly. My mind still guided me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was worthwhile for men to do under the heaven during the few days of their lives. Can't imagine just saying to myself, hey, let's just go do this and enjoy the things that the world has to offer. But for some reason, the heart of the author has become so empty that the possibility that the world might fill that void is what the author is choosing. And so if you go on now in verse 4, it says, I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves of flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flock than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasures of kings and provinces. I acquired men and women singers and a harem as well, the delights of the heart of a man. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. And all this, my wisdom stayed with me. So here he gives you a kind of a list of things. And thinking about houses, I was, you know, just kind of doing some, you know, research. And if you go to 1 Kings chapter 9, and if you pick it up there in verse 10, he spent about 13 years on his own house. He built a house in the forest of Lebanon. That's 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 17. And then he built a house for his wife, Pharaoh's daughter, in 1 Kings chapter 9 and verse 24. He fortified cities. And so the list goes on and on. And a lot of these just kind of, you know, jump out to me saying, wow, look at all this person had, but there's emptiness. But as I was reading through this, I mean, we are aware of, you know, gardens and planted parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees. But verse 6 kind of grabbed me. He said, I made reservoirs to groves for flourishing trees. And so that, I guess to me, it just shows the vastness of the wealth. And if it was Solomon, or whoever the author might have been. So the vastness, I mean, good grief. It's one thing to have vineyards and all these things. But then, I'm going to plant, make reservoirs to make sure that I provide water for all of these things. It just blew me away to think through. And the brokenness, I mean, good, you know, the male slaves and female slaves. And then if you really drop down to verse 10, I deny myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward of my labor. Yet when I surveyed all the hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, chasing after the wind, nothing gained under the sun. Wow. So Ecclesiastes chapter 2, 1 through 11, Solomon went on a search for everything that the world had to offer. And if you keep on going, you'll read on more and more as you go through the book of Ecclesiastes. And so we're going to get a chance to see all those things. But I can't imagine being able to say, whatever my eyes desire, I did not keep from them. Anything that Solomon wanted, he got. Anything that he desired, He got, I mean, you put a new phrase to the world, to the phrase, new terminology to spoiled brat. I mean, that's just what it is. But then I'm also trying to balance, if this is the author and Solomon is the author, he was the one that built the temple. He was the one that God anointed as the king. And so if this is true, I'm wondering where and when did the slow fade start to happen to where instead of turn around and looking back at the temple and say, yep, there it is. That is my hope. That's my fortress. That's my rock. That's my deliverer. There it is. The Shekinah glory of God. That is all I need. Instead, if this is Solomon, slowly his heart turned in such a drastic way that the temple is not even in the list of anything that he was looking for. So everything else he tried. So I just want to pause us to and say to us, and maybe even to me this morning, hey, this world is not where it's at. You will not find hope, joy, peace in this world. There is no truth in this world. There's nothing that the world has to offer that's going to fill the hole that Jesus is supposed to fill in our lives. And you could take that to the bank. And so I want to call us to guard our heart, not to look around and say, well, this will make me happy and this. No, we're looking at Ecclesiastes 1-11. He had it all, way beyond all the stuff that we'd ever want to think about or try, and he still wasn't enough. So this morning, or if this evening, whenever you pick this up, pause and say, okay, am I searching for the things of this world, or is Jesus enough in my life? Because I know the world will not be enough. So thank you again for joining us. I'd like to close in prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Ecclesiastes. Thank you for the opportunity to go back and look and all that he had. But you're the only one that can satisfy. So in a world that we're looking to things to satisfy, may it be you, Jesus. May you be enough in our lives, Jesus. And may we battle the things of this world and say, no, I'm turning to Jesus. I don't need this and this. So thank you for this time. Send us out into a community that's broken, that's living for the right here, right now. Send us out as individuals that are whole and complete, that we are not empty, but we know who you are, Jesus. So thank you for our time together. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us again for Let's Talk. God bless you and have a great day.